Welcome to the Spacious Unknowing Network, sunshine for your soul,
with Julio
and Jojo Rose.
We invite you to enter into ecological equanimity in the unified field of spacious unknowing.
We open and awaken to broaden your access to the soul rhythm in all of us.
We engage in the pilgrimage inward to feel the infinite love that beats in the rhythm of our collective soul.
We will guide you to new horizons and infinite love during our Inquire Within segment to accept that you create your field.
I create my field.
And together, we create the unified field. Spacious Unknowing Network
with Julio
and Jojo Rose starts now.
Aloha and welcome to Spacious Unknowing Network, sunshine for your soul. I'm Jojo Rose.
And I'm Julio Rose.
Today's show is Spirit of Truth Brings Healing and Youthfulness. Today I'm going to go ahead and begin by sharing something, a life happening within the last couple of weeks with myself. So last week, Julie spoke of inner tension, and I could feel inside of me something was kind of, that inner tension was happening. And I got the word money, which I had been done quite a bit of inner workings with. But I sat with it for a moment and I started to talk to myself money, that's a word. But what is this tension? What's the underneath that I'm feeling? What does that look like and feel like and taste like? Well, I sat and it was guilt. I went, I can feel that. I can feel how guilt would be in correlation with this. And I began to, I don't know what this is all really made up of. Guilt is a word. Mm-hmm. And so what is it made up of in this particular instance? And I think I was feeling, I want to be different in the way I am around the subject of money. That's always been an uncomfortable subject for me. So I was talking to myself and talking through, what does the guilt feel like? What are the particulars of it? I wanted to make it personal to me rather than make it about an instance or a happening or a person even. I really needed to make it personal, and I didn't know. So I decided to, rather than get distracted and not want to be with me, I sat, got really quiet, put my hands over my heart, closed my eyes and said, okay, peace, be still. I don't know. Let me really feel this and understand it. And what came to me was guilt with money. I always felt it whether I had money or I didn't have money. It's like, okay, I can really feel this. Mm-hmm. So now what do I do in this understanding? And I went back inside and determined to not distract myself, but to really be home here in my heart. This was up to me. Nobody could take care of this for me. Nobody could tell me anything. Nobody could make a decision for me. I had to make that decision internally. And all of a sudden, I felt a big heartbeat here, and I got really peaceful and felt contribution. And care. Money isn't about trying to take care of somebody. It's contribution. When I contribute and I care, that can show up in many different ways. Not just in giving someone a gift. It can be a word spoken or. And what I learned from this is that I can trust myself. I can go here inside my inner being and trust that whatever is discomforting me, whatever I'm feeling that inner tension with, I can come here and be in the unknowing to know, to have a response come from within my inner being to give me that understanding.
Yes, and it made me very happy because you were letting yourself talk yourself through. Mm-hmm. And up until then, you'd come and talk it through with me. Mm-hmm. And that was fine. And I would speak and you would, you know, we would converse.
Yes.
And to hear that you had done this mm-hmm. and not been distracted or decided to come to me.
Yes.
I was so thankful because I did that all my life. Mm-hmm. And I really had never, I haven't met many people who do that. Talk to themselves, talk them through. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that can be greater than mm-hmm. who we are.
Yeah.
When we talk ourselves through, it's simple. Mm-hmm. And actually, as a child, even I did that.
Yes.
And I didn't carry anything that might have been carried mm-hmm. had I not known to do that. And so I really understood that you had not done that, but I didn't think about it mm-hmm. until you did it. And then I went, yes. Because I never said to you, oh, you have to talk to yourself. I mean,
no.
I have said that you need to listen to yourself, mm-hmm. that the sounds that are difficult and heavy and harsh on you, and to be sure that you turn them and give the sound of what you'd rather mm-hmm. be feeling and seeing and saying. I have done that, but this was wonderful. So keep going.
Oh,
tell
I intend
more.
To. It was so simple. I mean, it was, that's the thing that I, wow, this is simple.
Yeah.
And it put me in touch with not being emotional, but rather allowing myself to feel. Because once you feel, it's easy to just be, okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
With a softness.
Yes.
And a caring.
And a soft power.
Yeah.
So it's really kind and caring and loving. Mm-hmm. And to feel that from your own being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What happened to you? Didn't you come into something brand new?
I did. Now I know. I genuinely, deeply know I have this in me. And no matter what I may be facing in my life, what it may look like, I can be right here,
talk.
Home.
And talk to home. Yourself.
I can talk to myself, yes.
And then come here so you have a response from a place that is brand new to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've asked you many times or said to you, Jojo, are you going to come to the day where you really trust yourself?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened when you did this?
I trust myself.
Yeah. And what you're describing is the way we continue to mm-hmm. trust ourselves on any subject, in mm-hmm. anything that is brought up. When we come home and don't know,
mm-hmm.
and really rely on that spacious unknowing that can open us
yeah.
to something so brand new, that trust is gained, not only in the one thing, but it begins to be mm-hmm. used in everything, with everyone.
Yeah, and it's given me the sense of, yes, yeah, spacious unknowing, because yeah. I really did go into that place of, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I need to know. I need to understand yeah. me in this. I need to understand who I am in the middle of this discomfort that I'm.
Yes.
That is in my being and doesn't have to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm also learning that I don't have to rush it or push it or pull it. I just need to come here, be still, and peace. Just rest here, rest. And I will be responded to.
Oh, without a doubt. And that's really, you are without a doubt as you live this life. You don't have any doubts about it because now you're in it and it's in you and you know that and you feel it and you see the way it works for you and with other beings. Mm-hmm. And that's the best practice of all is yes. to see it in action here as well as here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a flow to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is what happened when I really didn't know and I felt the guilt. And then yeah. to get, oh, well, it's contribution and care is like the other side of guilt. But it flowed.
It flowed because you've been practicing contribution and care for your own being, but also for other beings that come into our life. And to me, for mm-hmm. me, yeah, you've done it with me. And so it really has been coming alive in you. Mm-hmm. That's how you could have that emerge.
Yeah.
That's the gift of this life mm-hmm. is you get something that is so real to you.
Yeah.
And then something deeply mm-hmm. hidden from you
yeah.
arises and allows you to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of having light. And love to bring to it. And then the truth arises mm-hmm. for you to speak.
Yes.
And it's so, oh, wonderful. Anyway.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Very wonderful. There's not really a word for it, except I'm grateful and mm-hmm. to see it in someone else's life and then to come home and feel it within me is like, it's what a gift.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it is.
So now I'm going to read something.
So this was brought forth
from
this. What you yes. just shared.
Yes, it was. This was brought forth and
just flowed onto the paper, right? So
it's
yes. best to read it
yes.
because it did flow
yeah.
through you to the paper and it's so clear.
At age 9, my father took me from my mother with his lies. He infiltrated me with his fear, guilt and control, and stripped me of my spirit, prayer, and love. I can't abide the lies anymore, drowning in the psychic miasma of his and Nana's lies, words, and sounds. The way Mom's word gave me a soothing tincture full of life that soothed my soul and inner being. Benny and Connie's words drowned me in psychic miasma, a covering over me where I lost myself, my center, my spirit, and any semblance of a good, wholesome life. The psychic miasma of fear, guilt, and control filled me with his lies about my mother, paralyzing and deadening me to the good life I knew. My father tried to change me through operations he had done on my left eye and my legs, causing me great pain in every level and layer of me. My seemingly imperfections were unacceptable to him. I fully took on his beliefs and way of life and was drowning. So in reading that aloud, after sharing happening in my life, it really showed me the importance of forgiveness. And I used to believe that it was forgiveness of the other person, but truly, and being here with you, it's a forgiveness of the self. It's a forgiveness of, I so took on his ideas that I thought I was bad and wrong in every way, shape, and form. My spirit, my soul, my body, my mind, my emotions, my psychology. And I had to forgive myself in each one of those layers and levels of myself to the point where there's no emotions with him. There's no, it's clean and clear. And I'm grateful because in seeing this way, I can be home with the spirit, my soul, the love,
exactly,
the light, the truth, and the universal flow of peace.
Well, when you came here, I was, or even during the years since, because you all came back to live with me 6 years later. And then, of course, you were growing up, and
yes,
you each went, you know, got married and had children. So I always felt like there was something that you none of you had with me that you'd had when you were younger. I still had it with you.
Yes.
But none of you had it with me. There were moments, there were grand moments. And then it was, but it was fleeting, and I didn't know why. I did it somewhere inside of me, but because nobody would talk and say it, I was just, you know. And so when you came, and it took you a while to be truthful.
Yeah, it did.
Because I had always felt almost your disdain for me. And yet, you call me all the time. So it was sort of a strange blend, you yeah. know. And so when you came here, I began to feel more like what had happened to you and what had, even though you didn't tell me, there was an awareness in me of what you had taken on. Especially with the operations, and I started you working with releasing all of that harm and hurt you felt.
Yeah.
And more of the pain was caused by your hurt feelings
yeah.
than it was by the operation, because you didn't say no.
Right.
And oftentimes when we don't say no to someone who needs to be said no to, we carry a lot about that person, but it's really we're upset with ourselves because we didn't, you were young, you didn't know what you didn't know. And now you do. You yeah, were an adult when you came here. So you could be with your legs and be with your eyes and be clear with what you needed
yeah.
and what you needed to give yourself that your father couldn't give you.
Yeah.
And it was so important for you to take back your life from all of what had occurred that you felt. And so you began the work, and it was, it's been an ongoing unfolding of your inner life to show you what you didn't fully understand.
No, I didn't.
And kept being trapped by. And you know, recently you came to the understanding that your mind made you a prisoner. So you might want to share that now, because it's very, a lot of power in realizing that you've been a prisoner of your old mind.
Yes,
that
I have.
This was a run-on, talking to you all the time mind.
Yeah.
And none of it was what you needed to be listening to.
No. And that in reading this, that was part of the covering over. It was all of me But where I felt it the most intently, I feel is in my mind, and how much I felt like no matter what, if a change happened, it was always it was always present. So much like I talked myself through with the guilt to get to what that was, when my mind was covered and I didn't have me, I felt like I was just a big mind walking around, and yet I was deadened to feeling.
Yeah.
I was deadened to being in a relationship with anyone and everyone in my life. I was deadened to what I needed. I mean, there were so many things in my life, and slowly but surely, I started to hear the way I spoke to myself. And with the fear, guilt, and control, I've been continuously with you working in my inner workings to clear those. But they were so deeply rooted that it was in layers and levels and in an unfolding. So maybe a month ago when I went to go look for work, and I met up with people, I met up with people that were controlling, and I actually, it was like being the observer and watching this person and going, oh my gosh, that's how I used to be. I mean, that was the control that I lived in.
Yeah.
But being in it in a way where I didn't judge them, I just was, oh, that's what it really feels like. And it's heavy. It's like it pushes down on a person. So because I've read the book that you're writing that will be published, one of the things in there was the decision to die rather than be taken prisoner. And in this one particular way, I left this person and went, well, I'd rather die than be taken prisoner. I did it kind of as a whole overview.
Yeah.
But then, oh, and I added, I'd rather die than take another person prisoner. Because it's, if I allow myself to be taken a prisoner, then I'm also doing that to another human being.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, okay. Then I recognize, oh, well, I'd rather die than be taken prisoner of my mind, which is what I had lived in and from and by, very heavy. I'd rather die than be taken prisoner or take another human being's mind prisoner. And I went through all of these different aspects of I'd rather die than be taken prisoner with money, with, I don't remember the other ones. Those were ones that were really big and heavy in my life in the way that I didn't show up or that I did show up. And it was at that point when I was in that and meant it, like really, really, really meant it, felt it. Since then, I've come into knowing this is the life and spacious unknowing and the spirit of truth and the love, light, truth, universal flow of peace that I need. I know I can't live without it. And it's here. It's in here. And it's
what you did too is, you know, when we started the working toward having a show, a talk show, we added the word network.
Yes.
Spacious Unknowing Network. And there was a realization that the emotional life has a lot to do with, and you were a prisoner of that for sure.
Yes, I was.
And it was connected with your old mind. So in a network of understanding the emotions and the hurt feelings, that was like coming into a healthy way to be,
yes,
have the network, because the network is changeable. We're changed by it. We change it. We're changed by it, just like we can change a station.
Yes.
On a, or what would it be called today? Streaming. You could change that, you know, and change to another show if you choose to. So that's really what people do. It's a copy of what we do.
Yeah.
And so it really is, the network allows neurons to fire when you're not oppressed, suppressed, repressed, and you're able to express yourself. And that takes clearing a lot of that oppression and how you've dumbed yourself down to allow for that freedom of movement, that you begin to understand flow, you begin to feel the movement in which you did in your interior. And there's so, it's so beautiful how everything works together when we work it. And if we're not understanding what it calls us for, calls us to, and how much the soul rhythm is our own heartbeat, it just is so wonderful to be able to come home and begin to understand how the inner workings work all together.
Yeah.
And how by being in those inner workings, working all together, there begins to be the ability for relationships, relational action, where there is an awareness of, I am a human being.
Yes.
Each person I encounter is a human being.
Yes.
And it just changes how, I used to call it what you called the you know, the distance seeing.
Yes.
What do you call it? You were watching the.
Yeah, the observer.
Yeah, the observer. I always called it, I was a silent watcher.
Okay.
And just really silent and really allowing spacious unknowing to show me something I'd maybe never seen before or had seen before and got new understanding for. So there was always some awakening inside from the silent watching.
Yes.
Where there was no it's not separate. It's a real clarity in here for my life.
Yeah.
And gonna make me a more conscious human being as I walk the earth. Conscious of being conscious.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
there's like, as you were talking, there were a couple more things that arose for me. We are going to go ahead and take a break. Please stay with us, because we will be continuing this discussion with each other. See you back here soon.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of WOW Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at wowministriesllc.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in The Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live, on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com. Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Welcome back to Spacious Unknowing Network, Sunshine for Your Soul. For the break, we were speaking on spacious unknowing and talking with yourself and being in the unknowing so that you can know. And it's a soft power, gentleness inside to have that. And then I shared something that had happened from both in my life, talking to myself and coming to a clearing and understanding of something that I hadn't been able to fully let go of. And in the being in the work of it, I came to an understanding of contribution and care and the importance of that. And then I shared something that had happened when I was young. And from that happening, my thinking mind, my run-on mind, my mind that just kept talking constantly all the time. Unkind talk that I pushed down, pushed myself away from my center, pushed myself away from life. You were speaking and I realized that two other things that are in the importance of what I've come to with my old mind.
Yeah, because they're integral. Yes.
Is stories.
Yeah.
So how many people, I certainly did, told myself stories over and over and over, not only in my head, but I would repeat negative life happenings and make it a story to all these people out here, whoever would listen. And I came to realize, oh my gosh, not only was that harmful to me and harmful to the person I was speaking with, but it harmed the people that were closest in my life, whether they were right by my side as I was telling the story or they weren't, because we are all connected. We're all connected. And I just, that awakening, that realization, even more so makes me know that, okay, this is the life to be in spacious unknowing, to be in this life, to be real with me and make it personal in a way that it changes me in my life in the way that I am with everyone that I come in contact with.
Yeah.
You, friends, whomever. And it's so... if someone had said to me in 3 years, you will understand all the things in your life that have occurred and like why they've occurred the way they've occurred and how much you've been the orchestrator of those things happening in your life,
That's a big one.
I would have said, no way.
Yeah, exactly.
But now to be in this and to feel it and to just be enjoy every day for
and be conscious of being conscious of it, that you were a tiny bit conscious but not enough to be conscious of being conscious, which is what this life brings you into.
Yes,
because whatever was a little shaky in being conscious now becomes full out recognition and clarity, just such clarity that you didn't even know was possible.
No.
And that's the beauty of being in spacious unknowing. Mm-hmm. You know, people can feel that they know it all, and oftentimes that's because they don't feel very adequate, and they have to make up stories to be here, to be on this earth, because there's so much of that going on. And so to come away from that and understand the value of being here instead of all out there. So truly the ego does usurp the life of the soul rhythm. Until somebody realizes, okay, well, I need a switcheroo here. I think I need to swap this life with this life. How do I get here? And really, they have to need it. If someone does not need to change their life, they don't need to change their life.
Yeah.
And they will continue in the life they're in. And from me, they'll be allowed to do it because I don't talk to people except on the talk show, I guess, and I don't know any of you, so without permission.
Yeah.
And I guess if they turn it on, they turn us on to listen, then they've given us permission to speak to them. And that's the only way I will speak, because to me it's being aware that I really believe in free will. And I've lived in it all my life. To try to make somebody believe something, I can't do, because that's taking their will away from them and not allowing that will to come into some new place. If they're in need of living this life, I'm all 100% in. And when they need to come into a new understanding of the will, then they can begin to learn and become, only by becoming aware of the way it works can someone really practice it or live in it and learn for themselves the way it works for them. And that's more important than anything, because if you don't understand the unfolding of your life from us being together, it's worthless.
Right.
Because for me, that's what's worthwhile, is allowing and watching and beholding and being present, because I do have a voice. And my voice does resonate with the highest vibration in you. And so that is it. And I will be that way with you till the end of whatever's. And so that's it. That's my whole, you know, it's like singing a song, you know, to make people happy inside, the big smile.
Yes.
And that's really an important place for people to learn to live, because they find out for themselves what this life is.
Yeah, and that's the true wonder of it.
Yeah.
And it's possible. I mean, it's beyond a gift.
Yeah.
It's beyond a gift that I can say in language. In a lot of ways, I can share the specificity But then I get speechless because it's so I feel alive.
Mm-hmm.
I feel alive. And for someone that used to feel really dead
mm-hmm.
and was petrified of death and life,
yeah,
I'm alive. And I, that is the...
Yeah. Well, you would deadened to your feeling nature. And that is what happens with people. They're just deadened to mm-hmm. their feeling nature. So to be able to realize that and know there is a different way
mm-hmm.
and know that they can come into it, you know, it's an unfolding of a way of life to come into a different way to live. And the human nature is very connected with soul rhythm
mm-hmm.
and us understanding our feeling nature is the same as soul rhythm coming online for us to be able to begin to understand things that we couldn't any other way. That's a profound
mm-hmm.
need.
It is
that some people have, and it brings them to understand who they are, why they're here, and what is it that really they know is their dharma or their mission or their soul rhythm calling them into for divine purpose. And yeah, and those words are not religiosity, because
mm-hmm.
it's all taken out of that into the truth of why we're really here.
Yeah.
And so I'm at least that's how I feel about it.
That's true. There isn't any, the way you just said it, there is no religiosity in it. It's real, it's tangible, mm-hmm. and it's very personal. When someone comes alive to their soul rhythm, whatever it is that they know in their life they have to be in, and there isn't anything that can keep them from being in
exactly.
that.
That is it's, what has to be honored.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is such a gift to give to oneself, because it's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
And it becomes life-giving life. Mm-hmm. It's such a rich way to live. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yes, it is. Very much so. You know, I've shared what I've shared today, and I'm very grateful that I have had the life that I have had. And that you are in my life the way that you are with me. Because it truly has helped me to see and feel and know the difference.
Yeah, and the beauty that you do know the difference is beneficial to whoever you're going to be with, because you do see, and you do see clearly, and it keeps growing. I mean, we never stop learning, we never stop understanding new things, and that's why our lives are never boring, because we are always wanting to understand this or that and coming into a clearing with this great clarity. So it all builds a new human being and the new world around us that is of great value.
And you've helped me to understand that, just that I may, if I understand this right here, right now, that's not the end all and be all.
No, it isn't.
Tomorrow there may be, maybe I have this understanding, but tomorrow I may be called to go deeper
mm-hmm.
into for a whole new level and layer of understanding. And it's kind of like what I shared in the beginning with money. Money, I've been coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But this was the first time that I was willing to talk to myself and see it and feel it.
Yeah.
And it does make difference.
Yes, it does.
When you're that needing to know.
Yeah, and you can't do that from in the beginning because you've got to clear out what you've been doing.
Exactly. Yes.
You've been occupied.
Oh, yes. Very much
and,
so.
And, you know, that's why I believe in the lightness, mm-hmm. lightening up, because mm-hmm. so many people who live, they live very seriously and, you know, it's there's no fun or smiles or happiness in their lives.
Yeah. It makes me think of, sometimes you'll say something to me. I'm trying to think of an example.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, when you first did it, I would get upset inside of myself. And now it's like, oh, she's saying this to see what I'm going to do with it.
Yeah.
Am I going to get like really serious and, yeah, you know,
exactly.
Or am I going to be light with it and
yeah.
have humor in what, in my yeah. response with you.
Exactly.
And so there's still times I miss it, but it's fun when I do get that sense of humor with you.
Yeah. And it really is designed to get you to stop being a victim.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
Because those are the things that plowed you right in.
Yeah, they did.
And they're like, okay, well, let's see how far out she is. Mm, let me see. But I don't plan it. It happens.
I know. It just happens in the moment. Yeah. It's a flow.
And it's always
a flow in it.
And you're yeah. getting much quicker. And it's wonderful. And you said to me one day, and I said, well, when you get it fast, I won't do it anymore.
Yeah. You did. I remember that.
Yep. I'm doing this because you got to know where you sit inside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. right.
And there's no lying to yourself.
No.
So you still were, mm-hmm. but you aren't.
No. Yep.
And that is really necessary. You know, we have to face ourselves. Mm-hmm. And you, in some places, weren't mm-hmm. wanting to do that, which is common. And I knew that. And yet, I also knew that lightening up
yeah.
does help to put it in a different way to the person. And they go, yeah. oh, like their head goes.
Yes.
Boppity-boo.
Yes.
Oh, she caught me.
And that's, yeah. I so appreciate your language because you do turn words inside out, backside to
yeah,
upside down.
Smith.
Yeah, you
what can
are.
I say?
It makes it
love
fun.
Words. I love them. They're just so full of life when we give mm-hmm. them the life that was intended for them, not being impervious to the feeling that needs to be in words and the mm-hmm. vibration that needs to be resonant
yeah.
with someone whose feeling nature is alive and awake and open.
Yeah.
And that's the truth.
Yes, it is. You want to do breathing?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'd like to just do breathing with you. Put your hands on your heart. And come to a place of stillness. Just breathing. Stay in the stillness. Now I want you to take your hands, make that ball just a little bit in front of your body. And I want you to feel that stillness and the energy and the flow in your hands. Just feel it. See if your hands move outward and it grows and it grows and it grows. And bring them back in. Stay in the stillness and keep your breath flowing. And again, just let the hands, your hands move. And back in. And we'll do it one more time. You can either bring your hands out, you can bring them up, whatever you feel from your heart in the stillness to be in. And out.
I like it.
Bring your hands together in prayer. Take one more deep breath. Stay in the stillness. Yes. Thank you for being with us. We have come to the end of the show. We will be here again next Monday at 4 p.m. Hawaii time, 7 p.m. Pacific time. Until then, aloha.
Thank you for listening to the Spacious Unknowing Network. Sunshine for your soul.
With Julie O
and JoJo Rose.
Join us again for life-affirming communication every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com so that you can bask in the rays of infinite love.
Access Soul Rhythm to tap into your real being for your heartbeat in the rhythm of your soul.
Feel it guide you to new horizons and unlimited infinite love. For more information about Julie O
and JoJo Rose,
visit spaciousunknowingnetwork.com. That's spaciousunknowingnetwork.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.